work was completed in collaboration between Research Triangle Institute and the George Washington University, and was kindly funded by the Division of Reproductive Health at the CDC. Background behind this work is the importance of trying to look at predictive scoring systems for near-miss maternal mortality and morbidity, especially in the industrialized world where maternal death is becoming increasingly a rare event, and looking at large studies in the United States that can examine predictors of mortality is becoming more difficult. Furthermore, the importance of creating conceptual frameworks for scoring systems and their testing across different populations is very important in terms of the understanding of the homogeneity of populations or the idiosyncrasies and differences between populations amongst whom such scoring systems are applied. We were tasked with validating a scoring system that was developed in the University of Illinois at Chicago, designed to identify women with near-miss by using a different patient population than the one originally studied at the University of Chicago, at the University of Illinois, because of the fact that we had a large perinatal population that we had assembled over a long period of time at the George Washington University and represented a more, potentially more homogeneous population amongst whom this scoring system could be tested. We will get to figure one in a minute, but it illustrates the conceptual framework that we used. But the DC perinatal database included a patient record for all deliveries at GW between 1990 and 2004 and assembled about 20,000 deliveries. We used a validation sample, and that was selected from the database using a scoring system called the Organ System Failure in Obstetric Score that had been developed at GW to indicate the level of severity of the mother's presenting condition at the time of delivery. And this index included a numerical score for multiple organ system failures and included other modifiers, specifically obesity, diabetes, and pregnancy-induced hypertension. And in a score of 0 to 5, all cases with a score of 1.5 or above, indicating a fair degree of severity at the time of presentation, were selected, and others below 1.5 were selected in a stratified random sampling technique from the rest of the population. The way this study was somewhat different from the previous development of this predictive scoring system was that a group of clinicians, namely three clinicians, reviewed all the selected 443 delivery medical records and classified them into near-miss, severe morbidity, moderate morbidity, or other morbidities. And this was slightly different from the original exercise where the women were classified as either near-miss or not near-miss. The Chicago study scoring system originally was developed using a variety of combinations of predictors, including multiple organ system failure, intensive care unit admission, more than 3 units of blood transfusion, extended intubation, and surgical intervention required at the time of delivery. We applied these, as you will see in a minute, to look at the congruence in specificity and sensitivity between the original exercise and our own. I do not need to and would not dare discuss specificity and sensitivity in a gathering of epidemiologists, but just to make sure that we didn't go on a tangent and invent something different. Fisher's exact test to compare the sensitivity and the specificity of the 7 scoring options, as I will delineate them to you. So as you see here, we started with the George Washington University Perinatal Database, and based on descriptive statistics, we selected our sample based on the scoring system for severity, and then we did a qualitative clinical case review by the three experts, one of whom was myself, and classified them accordingly to near miss, severe morbidity, moderate, and other, not including deaths, of course, other. And then we went through a validation exercise using the Chicago Study Scoring System options to see whether we could classify them in a similar way. Again, normally we tested for sensitivity and specificity and compared our own to the original model. This was the DC, the Washington DC Perinatal Database, from within which we selected our sample. And as you see, the differences between the sample and the large database in terms of age distribution was not very different. In terms of ethnicity and racial distribution, you see that the selected sample that was based on taking all the severe cases was slightly skewed towards selecting a larger population from the black non-Hispanic group. And obviously, since we were oversampling from the high high-risk group or the more severe clinical presentation group, you see that the distribution based on the organ system failure classification is skewed towards a larger percentage of the sicker patients. Again, as for the same reason, because we were selecting the sicker cases to be included within the larger 400 and some women that we studied, you see that the distribution of the various pathologies is higher in the selected sample, including diabetes, including pregnancy-induced hypertension, including the events of hemorrhage, both antepartum and postpartum hemorrhage, a higher percentage with cesarean section deliveries, and obviously a higher incidence of deaths within that population and a group of sicker. The original classifications that were suggested by, or the original combinations that were suggested by the Chicago group include a 5-factor, a 4-factor, a 3-factor, and then 2 alternative 2-factor and 1-factor predictive systems, which included invariably in one form or another multiple organ system failure, ICU admissions, more than 3 transfusions, extended intubation for more than 12 hours, and surgical interventions in a variety of combinations. And looking at the simpler predictive combinations, you see that in the two-factor system A and B, the ICU admissions figure in both alternatives once combined with transfusions greater than 3 units and once combined with multiple organ system failure. And then also a testing of 1 predictive factor, including multiple organ system alone or ICU admission alone. Within our George Washington University District of Columbia sample, we have 15 near misses. We have severe and moderate morbidity of 127 and other of 298. And as you see, the distribution as expected in the near miss group for the predictive factors, including the system failure, the intubation for more than 12 hours, or the ICU admission, surgery, or blood transfusion, is certainly represented in greater frequency amongst the near miss group when compared to the severe and moderate morbidity. I know this is a daunting table, just take a deep breath and we'll try to go through it together. The most important thing here is that, yes, oh, she's walking around already, goodness. All right. As you see, the Chicago group ended up being less severely or less acutely ill than the population that we studied in the District of Columbia. And the qualitative analysis we had of the medical records allowed us to classify women into the severe morbidity, moderate morbidity and severe morbidity outside of the near miss, which allowed us to really pre-select a very sick group of women in the near miss group. When we compare our sensitivity and specificity very quickly, you see that our selection was almost as specific, no statistical significance in specificity using the various factors as described in sensitivity, no differences between the two columns. When it came to specificity, there were statistically significant differences between the two groups. So our validation of the scoring system verified that it was a sensitive scoring system. The limitations were our subclassification into a variety of risk groups that were not used in the original study in Chicago. But we tend to feel like the sensitivity of such a scoring system outweighs its specificity in terms of its clinical applicability to predict cases that can be near miss. Furthermore, we feel that there are many applications to this, most importantly in health services research, in classifying women that are otherwise not easily classified in terms of reimbursement for severity of illness during care in labor and delivery. Thank you very much.